Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brian Lowe with a special playoff edition of Toyota's Patriots Today. The Pats are now embarking on the 20th postseason in team history. They captured the AFC East crown once again in 2012 and secured a bye week, which means they'll host at least one playoff game at Gillette Stadium in January. Since the team's inception, the Pats have won 13 home playoff games. We decided to rank the top 10 of those and provide a chance to relive the memories. We start with number 10, a blowout in the truest sense of the word. The top-seeded Patriots welcomed in Tim Tebow and the Broncos for a 2011 divisional round game, and it was over early.
Fires, yes! Caught, touchdown, Rob Gronkowski, five first-half touchdown passes for Tom Brady.
Tom Brady threw six touchdown passes, three of them to Rob Gronkowski, as the Pats advanced to the AFC Championship game. Number 9 is the first postseason game after the Pats' undefeated regular season in 2007. The Jacksonville Jaguars kept it competitive into the second quarter. A Brady to Benjamin Watson touchdown connection late in the third gave the Pats an 11-point lead, and the Pats' D helped thwart any chance for a late Jaguar comeback.
Rodney Harrison with a Patriot interception. The Pats take over with 4:08 to play in the football game.
The number 8 home playoff win for the Pats came the very next week, the AFC title game against San Diego. It was a sluggish day for the Pats offense, but the home team prevailed, earning a spot in the Super Bowl thanks to a huge day by running back Lawrence Maroney.
He plows it in. Touchdown, Lawrence Maroney.
And a strong defensive effort against Phillip Rivers and the Chargers. Number 7 is a win over Peyton Manning and the Colts. Enough said. It was the divisional round following the 2004 season. It was cold and snowy, and the Pats held the Colts to just 3 points.
Fires to the right, and it is intercepted in the end zone. And run out of there to the left side by Rodney Harrison.
210 rushing yards overall for the home team, and two second-half touchdowns provided all the necessary offense as the Pats sent Manning home with a loss. The first ever playoff game at Gillette Stadium stands as the coldest game in team history. 4 degrees at kickoff on a Saturday night in January. The Pats and Tennessee Titans were deadlocked at 14 all before Adam Vinatieri knocked home a 46-yard field goal with 4:06 left. And Steve McNair's last chance heave on fourth down fell incomplete. Pats win. It's hard to top the victories we just saw. If you were at that Tennessee game, you won't ever forget what that night was like. But we certainly know there are some even greater home playoff wins in Patriots history, so let's take a look at them, continuing with number 5. It was marked by a power outage at Foxborough Stadium in the second quarter, but it didn't stop the home team from a win over Jacksonville and a Super Bowl berth following the 1996 season. Curtis Martin's first quarter touchdown run was the Pats' only offensive score, and it was all defense down the stretch with a Willie Clay interception and then the signature score of the AFC title game.
Picked up by Otis Smith. He's going to go all the way. Touchdown.
This is for all the fans out here who waited 37 years. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Number 4 is the first home playoff victory in Patriots history, and the first playoff victory of any kind under the ownership of the Kraft family. The divisional round following the 1996 campaign against the Steelers, and it goes down in Patriots lore as the Fog Bowl. 3 Curtis Martin rushing touchdowns.
Curtis Martin breaks it all away! 79 yards! Patriot touchdown run!
And a 34-yard Drew Bledsoe to Keith Byers pass play, along with 2 interceptions by the Pats defense, led to a lopsided playoff win. Now to number 3, the most recent home playoff win, the 2011 AFC Championship game against Baltimore. This one was tight from beginning to end, with the Ravens taking a 4-point lead into the fourth. Tom Brady's plunge into the end zone allowed the Pats to move ahead, setting up a dramatic conclusion. First, Sterling Moore stripped the ball away from Lee Evans in the end zone to prevent a go-ahead touchdown. And then...
Kick up. Kick is...
He hooked it! No good! No good! He missed it! He missed it from 32 yards out!
The Patriots became AFC champs once again. P. Patriots-Colts. Brady Manning, the first of three postseason contests between them. It was the 2003 AFC Championship game, and it's the number two home playoff win in Pats history. This one was all Ty Law.
Fires to the right, intercepted Ty Law! His third pass interception of the game.
He accounted for three of Manning's four interceptions on the day, while Antoine Smith rushed for an even 100 yards. The 2003 AFC title went to the Pats.
45-yard field goal attempt coming up. Snap, ball down. Kick up on the way, and it is good!
It is good! 45 yards! Adam Vinatieri kicks it through the snow, and we're tied at 13-13!
Is there any question which game represents the number one home playoff win in Patriots history? It was one of the greatest games in NFL history, and the first playoff win of the Bill Belichick era. The snow was falling in Foxborough, Tom Brady was slip-sliding into the end zone, and all was going right for the Patriots in the fourth quarter against Oakland.
After reviewing the play, the quarterback's arm was going forward. It is an incomplete.
All right! Patriots retain the ball!
That call breathed new life into the Pats, and Adam Vinatieri's epic 45-yard field goal sailed through the uprights against all odds. And then, in overtime, Vinatieri struck again as the Patriots closed out Foxborough Stadium in memorable fashion.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.